Another note on the video was because we had such great success with the previous year's video, it was a continuation of National Public Health Week 2009. So what a lot of presenters have been doing is using both the 2009 and the 2010 video. So again, the theme this year is safety is no accident, live injury free. And we're focusing on different areas. So we have how to be safe in your home, and safety at work, safety at play, safety on the move, to try to focus on the transportation issues. And then for Friday, of course, is Public Health Student Day and a focus in your particular community. Again, the dates are April 4th to the 10th, and you can visit our website. And the website is actually up and running now with the 2011 theme, so you can go online and sign up to become a partner. A question I always get asked is it free to become a partner, or do I have to pay? The answer is it's free to become a partner. We want to make sure that you're able to utilize all the tools and get our message out. So part of the resources that we provide every year is the Partner and Student Toolkit. We also have brochures. Again, the brochure is downloadable now for the 2011 theme, and we actually have some in the back, so you're welcome to take as many as you'd like, as well as some promotional items. This year we have reflectors and flashlights, so they're also in the back, and you're welcome to take some. We have their calendar, map of events, so we try to make it an interactive map so that people can go online and check from whatever part of the country they're in. If there's an event that's going on in Colorado, they can go online and check, well, there's a National Public Health Week event going on and getting hosted by the Colorado Public Health Association. And the way that you can post up your events on the calendar is by, again, becoming a partner. So we definitely encourage you to go ahead and do that. Again, we try to focus on national and local level advocacy, and we give, as part of the toolkit, different examples and kind of op-eds, sample op-eds, how to reach out to your local members of Congress, your local leaders in general, as well as just ideas of events that you could host in your own community and how to go about putting on a health fair or putting on a town hall meeting. So those can all be found in the toolkit. We also have ways and strategies of reaching out to the social media and tools and again, sample letters that you can use to help sponsor and promote your event throughout National Public Health Week. And again, these are all evergreen products, so if you ever need to reuse these, you can always find them on our website. We also have media templates. And all of these, both the brochure and promotional items, can all be downloaded from our website, and you can actually put in your own association's logo. So if you want to put Colorado Public Health Association, you can go ahead and personalize it and make it your own. So again, getting involved is important. Make sure to sign up and become a partner on our website. Host an event in your community and help bring together other organizations and community leaders that are interested in the issue. And we definitely encourage you to look outside the box and think of people that you may not think of when it comes to injury prevention. You know, AARP or your local transportation agencies are kind of things that are quick to come to mind, but who knows, your local credit union might want to also partner with you and host an event. So we definitely encourage you to look outside the box. Share your events on our website. Again, that's the calendar of event that you can go on once you become a partner and sign up. And we also try to do it throughout the week with our publication at APHA. And we'd love to highlight what our affiliates are doing and what our partners are doing when it comes to the National Public Health Week on our journal. I'm sure many of you have seen that, our newspaper. So send letters to the editor, become more involved in our different advocacy efforts. Again, these are all legislative priorities that will be included in the toolkit. And you'll be able to go out and also advocate on your state and local level. Provide us with names and contact information of potential partners. So if you are partnering with a credit union and it's something that you'd also like National Public Health Week to look into, let us know and we'll contact them. Every year we try to have a meeting with our partners to give them more information on what National Public Health Week is and how they can become more involved. So if you have those contacts, please make sure to let us know. So do we have any questions?
No, we're going to hold the questions till the end.
Okay.
And so that make sure everyone has their time to present. So thank you very much.
Thank you.